This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the beginning of the 20th century, European music met African rhythms in the American South and gave birth to jazz. Same time, different place, in this case Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the result was samba. Although jazz and samba have had different origins and evolutions, they've met a lot since, and one of the latest examples is the album by HD2, a duo of Brazilian-born New York-based musicians, the Grammy-nominated drummer Duduka da Fonseca and the pianist Elio Alves. The record is called Songs from the Last Century. And both Elio and Duduka join me here in our Soundcheck studio. Guys, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Duduka has already admitted that he is looking for hangover remedies. And
after listening to Moby, you know, I got the hangover already.
So the idea of samba and jazz with similar roots, you know, African sounds meeting European sounds, and then growing up in parallel, was it hard to bring the two together, or is there kind of a common thread that you guys have found?
Well, the thing is, the samba jazz, what we call samba jazz, was a movement that happened in the early 60s, you know, in Brazil, in Rio, São Paulo, and like parallel to bossa nova, you know, it's just great musicians at that time, like Don Salvador, Edson Machado, Raul de Souza, Luiz Carlos Vinhas. They came with the idea, you know, because they were jazz lovers. And in Brazil, you know, we born, you know, with the samba. Samba is in our vein. So they start to mix those two beautiful genres of music. You know?
Right. So, Elio, when you guys started doing this, it seemed natural. There's a tradition to draw on.
Exactly. Jazz and Brazilian music have, like, you know, a lot of similarities. As rhythmically, it's different, but it's like, you know, like you said, the European harmonies and the African rhythms. It's just slightly, you know, the rhythmically is different, but
right.
You know, but then we have lots of stuff to draw from, like, rhythmically and
well. Now, Duduka is saying, you know, the style goes back to the 60s,
right.
Antonio Carlos Jobim and many other, I mean, and here in the States, Stan
yes,
Getz.
Yes.
So what's different now? I mean, what are you guys, this is 40 plus years later. You're not just redoing the music of the early 60s here.
No, we just we have more, you know, we try to use, put different influences, you know, the newer mixing with other rhythms from Brazil, also like baião and from the northeast of Brazil, that they had nothing to do with samba, and they had other even European influences, different.
So maybe more of a world music influence.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just a development of what's happening in the early 60s, you know. Like, when they started to play that kind of music, you know, I'm from the 50s, from 51. So as a teenager starting to play drums, one of those great musicians in Brazil were playing this kind of music. So I start to listen to them, and I'm considering myself like a second generation of that style of music. And Elio is like a third generation because he's younger.
Much younger.
So it goes on and on. And so what we do, we try all the time to play this kind of music and develop, you know.
All right, well, let's see what you've done to the song Very Early, which Bill Evans recorded. And we have the original Bill Evans. Let's listen to a bit of that, and then we'll hear what Elio Alves and Duduka da Fonseca have done with it. That is the great pianist Bill Evans and the song Very Early. A version of this song appears on the record, Songs from the Last Century, by my guests, the pianist Elio Alves and the drummer Duduka da Fonseca. And here's their version. ¶¶ very early is the song from the album Songs from the Last Century by Elio Alves and Duca da Fonseca, HD2, as it says on the album cover. And both Elio and Duca here with us on soundcheck. So, Duca, we heard the Bill Evans version, and then your version.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, it's the same bass player.
Same bass player, the great Eddie Gomez, you know.
40 years apart.
40 years apart, you know. And in the original version with Bill Evans Trio, they play very early. The original is a waltz in 3-4. And we play as a samba in 2-4. So we change the meter, you know.
So you are actually making the samba rhythm more explicit in your version.
Yeah, the samba is written in 2-4. And, it, you know, the characteristic, main characteristic in and we changed the time signature to
accommodate that.
Exactly.
Yeah, most of the rhythms in Brazil are in 2-4, you know, and American jazz is like in 4-4, you know. So, and it's wonderful the blend of that two different, you know, concepts.
All right, now, Duca, I mentioned Antonio Carlos Jobim before. You worked
with
Tom Jobim.
Yes, I did.
And so did your wife, Maúcha Adnet?
Maúcha worked with him for 10 years with the Banda Nova from 84 until he passed in 94.
So how important was Jobim? I mean, we know that he was an amazing composer and songwriter, but how important was he in this genre, the samba jazz?
You know, they start, you know, like you said before, you know, with Stan Getz, you know, that was a wonderful blend when they start the Getz Gilberto album. And Jobim is playing piano in that particular album with João Gilberto and Astrid Gilberto singing. And Milton Banana is playing the drums and Jobim is playing the piano. And I think it was a great beginning, you know, to mix, you know, the...
So he was there at the beginning,
He was there.
Now, and Elio, in addition to having, you know, Duca and his wife were both, you know, Jobim compatriots on the record, you also have Jobim's son singing on a couple of tracks.
Yeah, Paulo Jobim came from Brazil especially to record the album with us, and it was a great, you know, it was fantastic to have the real guy there, you know, the real playing the real bossa nova, you know.
Yes.
That he learned from the master himself, you know, his dad, you know, so.
Well, so one of the songs that that he sings on is called Sabiá.
Sabiá, which is a bird, and Jobim loves birds, you know, so.
Yeah, he has a bunch of songs. He was into the environment before he became like so, you know, more popular.
So he was a green artist before that was a term.
Exactly. Sure. He has a lot of songs about birds and trees.
And this is one of them. Sabiá is from my guests, Elio Alves and Duca da Fonseca, and their record called Songs from the Last Century.
Vou voltar, sei que ainda vou voltar para o meu lugar. Fui lá e é ainda lá. Uma sábia cantar, minha sábia.
Vou voltar, sei que ainda vou voltar. Vou deitar à sombra de uma palmeira que já não. Colher a flor que já não dá, e algum amor talvez possa espantar.
The song is Sabiá, written by the great Antonio Carlos Jobim. This version from the album Songs from the Last Century by HD2, the Brazilian-born New York-based duo, Elio Alves at the piano, Duca da Fonseca, the drummer. They are both my guests here in our soundcheck studio, and Maúcha Adnet and Paulo Jobim singing. And guys, that is eerie to hear Paulo Jobim singing and playing the guitar, he sounds exactly like
his
dad.
He does. You know?
So is he, I mean, is he keeping that tradition alive in Brazil?
Yeah, he sure is. Paulo is the director of the Antônio Carlos Jobim Institute in Rio. You know, also, if you go to antoniocarlosjobim.org, you can have, you know, all his music, you know, in the internet, you know. You have free access of all the music, the way was supposed to be.
And lead sheets and everything.
Lead sheets, yeah, you know.
And for American listeners, you know, there are many Americans who don't recognize the name of Jobim, but I guarantee you will recognize at least a handful of his songs. They were all over the... They even made it into the pop music world, the record he did with Frank Sinatra, etc. Elio Alves and Duduca da Fonseca are performing with their band at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola through Sunday, through this Sunday. There are two sets each night at 7:30 and at 9:30, and also late sets at 11:30 on May 2nd and 3rd. And they're with us here in our Soundcheck studio today. Now, Elio, you've done a lot of unusual work apart from this duo and the band, working with, among others, Yo-Yo Ma.
Yes.
And Paquito de Rivera. What do you bring from those projects to this work with Duduca?
Yes, I was fortunate to work with Yo-Yo Ma and Paquito's like incredible Latin jazz player and also has a lot of classical influence that he.
Well, he's also a classical composer as well.
Yes, yeah. and a clarinetist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I learn a lot from him on that. You know, thinking that way in a classical, more classical way. And I work with like an African musician too, also named Gino Sitson. He's also it's a completely different, thing. Also, odd meters and.
So when we were talking before about maybe a kind of a world music aspect, you get some of that from working with African musicians and Latin jazz musicians.
Exactly. That's what's so exciting right now, like the way music is. That's like it's a world. It's so combined. Everything, the world music is so present, you know. And we're very lucky to be in New York. There's so many people from all over the place here.
Well, I just have to ask. I mean, the two of you have been friends for so long, and you've been here for so long. What took so long for the two of you to actually make a record together?
No, the first Elio, you know, was living in Boston, and then Claudio Rodicchio, our dear friend, trumpeter. He, you know, went to Boston. When he came back, he said, "Man, there's a great piano player in Boston." And then Claudio got some gigs, you know, here in Europe, and then he invited Elio, and Elio decided to move to New York in 1993 from Boston.
Right.
And since then, we, you know, been playing. The first album, I think we played together, actually was your album, right? The Trios album.
Yeah.
So you have been playing together in various contexts.
Each other's bands.
And then he play in my band, I play in his trio, he play in my quintet.
Okay.
You know.
Well, now it's HD2, and the record is called Songs from the Last Century. It's this kind of blend of samba and jazz. And how popular is this stuff in Brazil? Is this still a living tradition there?
It is, and we want to make even more, you know, because in Brazil, you know, sometimes you have short memory, you know, but you want to make it even more, you know. And we have a young generation of great musicians. As a matter of fact, one of them is playing with us, you know, this week at Dizzy's Club.
Is that
Chico Pinheiro, you know, which is a very talented composer, guitar player. You know.
So he's with Elio and Duduca at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola through Sunday, two sets each night, and late sets May 2nd and 3rd. Elio Alves and Duduca da Fonseca, guys, thank you very much for
being
with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
And still to come on Soundcheck today, the trip-hop genre burned brightly in the 90s, but faded away when dance and hip-hop sounds became standard fare in rock music. Now a trip-hop pioneer is back with a new album that's turning heads. We'll get a critic's review of Portishead's new CD, Third, in just a moment. This Soundcheck segment is part of The New Americans, a WNYC series that celebrates foreign-born artists. It's supported in part by the New York State Music Fund, established by the New York State Attorney General at Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. This is Soundcheck.